That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, heard in Amelia Island at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. We'll be talking about a very pertinent, timely issue today. We're talking about who owns the land. We're witnessing and watching the battle of battles all over the Middle East as a result of the two brothers, half-brothers, if you will, for about 4,000 years now, dealing with a battle for the land, title to the land, the ownership of the land. We'll be talking about that today. Who owns the land? We'll be looking at some of the biblical text in relationship to that. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. May I remind you once again, as we face the issues, we do not do so based on some political ploy or a denominational dogma or some philosophical rhetoric. We base our decision, our communication and statements in relationship to the issues each day based on the authority of the Scripture. It is the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further, there's a declaratory statement in the Word of God about the Scripture. John 17:17 says, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." I like to quote from Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Jan Hus said this, and may I quote, "Seek the truth." He's talking to the Christians. They're Christians, he said. "Seek the truth, listen to the truth, love the truth, teach the truth, abide by the truth, and defend the truth even to death." We're in a society today where, according to the latest research, 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, say there's no such thing as absolute truth. They go on to say that truth is dependent upon the individual. Each individual, they say, has their own individual truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say before, may at the risk of redundancy, I say once again, there's no such thing as having a bifurcation of truth. A half-truth is a whole lie, and we need to stick to the truth of the Word of God. May I say to you, the best book about truth is the truth book, the Word of God itself. Jan Hus said in another quote about truth, "Do not be afraid to stand alone, even if it means standing for what is right." Further, he states, "A true Christian follows the teachings of Christ, not the doctrines of men." Further, another quote from Jan Hus, "Let your faith be guided by the Bible, not by interpretations of fallible individuals." Then further, and I quote, "It is better to die for the truth than to live a life of falsehood and hypocrisy." And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you of the life of Jan Hus. As he was burning at the stake for telling the truth, he screamed out, "Truth shall prevail." And I focus on that each and every day on this broadcast because I believe it's time we as believers, conservatives and Christians, get back to the fundamental foundational truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it. You can call in, ask a question, join in the dialogue and discussion on this very important imperative issue that I believe is necessary for us to understand and recognize today in the time frame in which we're in. That is that we're watching and witnessing what I've said for many months now is the precursor, the beginnings of World War III. Now, the Bible didn't call it World War 1, 2, 3, and 3, but you find in Ezekiel 38 and 39, ladies and gentlemen, the war with Russia, where Russia leads five nations against Israel to eradicate, to eviscerate, to destroy the apple of God's eye, the Jewish people. We call it today the nation of Israel. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us, by the way, we're broadcasting remotely. We're up in the southern tip of heaven. My son, one of our four sons, Greg says it's the southern tip of heaven that's up in Greenville, Tennessee.
These mountains and valleys are the fingerprints of God. I'll tell you right now.
And we can be driving by some of the switchbacks here in this community, and Greg doesn't see the switchbacks, the drop-offs, the cliffs that we're about to go off the side of the road. He looks at it, Daddy, look at those beautiful mountains over there. And I say, keep your eyes on the road. And then we have today with us the pastor of Towering Oaks Baptist Church, Dr. Tommy Pierce. Brother Tommy, we're delighted that you're with us, and we'll be talking about a subject that you're so familiar with. By the way, Dr. Pierce has traveled to Israel, I believe it's his 25th trip, and so he has a great knowledge of the area that we'll be talking about today. But I want us to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, Dr. Pierce, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. I believe your statements and your comments, your insight and wisdom in relationship to the nation of Israel will be very, very beneficial for our listeners today. So thank you for joining us, and we look forward to what God is going to say through you to our listening audience today.
Thank you for inviting me. Yes.
Lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We'll have a brief monologue, then we'll get a little further into the conversation, the dialogue and discussion that we want to have today. And our telephone lines will be opened after our monologue so that you can call in, ask your questions, join in the dialogue and discussion. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're awakening each and every day, listen, to the reality that our world is in grave turmoil. Now, I've stated it in different fashions over the past months and years, and I believe that we're witnessing today the beginnings of the last of the last days, as we see in the biblical text. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the reality is we're in grave turmoil. And the sad truth is that most are not really aware. I was sharing with Dr. Pierce just a moment ago, many Christians will sing that wonderful old song that we are in a marching...
Marching to Zion.
No.
Onward Christian soldier.
Onward Christian, yes. Marching as to war.
That's right. With the cross of Jesus going on before, not even realizing they were in a battle.
Right.
And it's a demonic battle. It's a demonically inspired battle. And one of the things, Dr. Pierce, that I find, most Christians have not armored up. They do not recognize the enemy, have not armored up, put on the whole armor of God to do what the Apostle Paul said in the 13th verse of the 6th chapter of Ephesians, having done all, stand. And that literally means we're not to bow, we're not to bend, we're not to run, we're not to sit, but to stand and face the enemy and do battle. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, I believe that we're in deep, 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 deep trouble, and as a nation, simply because Christians are not the salt and the light that God has charged us to be. We need to be salt, that is, to illumine the darkness in the world today, and we need to be light, that we give the illumination and the salt, that we preserve the decay that is taking place in our world today. We can turn on the Marxist media news today and our political parties in the hopes to find an answer to the situation that we're in. And we soon discover, ladies and gentlemen, that the media doesn't have the answer. The political pundits do not have the answer. The Republicans do not have the answer. The Democrats certainly do not have the answer, because any party that will stand for murder by way of abortion, any party that will stand for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, do not understand and realize the danger that America is in and the looming danger that is before us in relationship to what we see taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, the socialist Marxist agenda is simply to destroy the constitutional republic that we have and destroy the representative form of government. We need to realize that God is the only answer. God is the only one that we can go to. In fact, in Psalms 146, verse 3, I believe it is, on the right-hand page, the right column in my Bible, warns us that we're not to put our faith and trust in man, because man cannot help. Only God can help us in the current and especially the past, present, future condition of our nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time for Christians and conservatives and patriots to take a stand. One of the major things, in fact, I watched some of the news late last evening. The major focus on the news yesterday, and I'm sure on today's news, top of the news, it's what's happening in the West Bank in Israel. And the news media last evening, as I watched the blurb of the news, talking about how Israel had gone into the West Bank, and basically they were saying for no real cause, and they had already killed 9 civilians, 9 of the Palestinians, as they called them. And ladies and gentlemen, there seems to be a total bias against the nation of Israel in defending itself. Since October the 7th, 2023, we've watched the increasing battle to annihilate, to eviscerate, to destroy the nation of Israel. And I find it sad, ladies and gentlemen, that Christians somehow, some way, are prone to believe that it is the Israeli problem, that the Jewish problem, and all of the things that's taking place in the Middle East today is promulgated, brought on, and carried out by the Jewish people. Even we find in America today, those useful idiots, as Islam calls them, that's willing to get out in the streets and burn the American flag and postulate in some fashion that the Jews are at fault and we need from the river to the sea destroy the Jewish people. Say the river to the sea, they're talking about literally annihilation of the Jewish people as a nation. They're talking about destroying the future of Israel and the present tense, those that are there. And it's simply because they do not know, they do not understand, they do not recognize real biblical history. And so I believe today we need to focus on what Israel is about, what Israel is doing, and the full-fledged war that is taking place in the Middle East. The Marxist media today blaming Israel, the casualties in the battle that has just sprung up in the West Bank. And by the way, as we talk about that, we need to ask the question, and the whole battle, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I set the pace for us for the balance of the discussion today. The whole battle is about who owns the land. Mm-hmm. Who owns the land? So, Dr. Pierce, you have made 25 journeys to Israel. You are pretty familiar with the territory, the geographical area, and the areas that we're talking about today. So let me ask you the question, and then we'll begin our dialogue and discussion for our listeners to call in and join in the discussion. If I were to ask you the question, just simply put, who owns the land? Does it belong to Israel? Who gave them the title deed? How long is the title deed good for? Just take a moment and share your thoughts on that.
Well, I like Psalm 24, where it says, the earth is the Lord's and all it contains. And he goes on and talks about the holy hill of the Lord, talking about Jerusalem.
Yes.
But if you go all the way back to Judges, he talks about from Dan to Beersheba, mm-hmm. under the kingship of David. So when we go to Israel, we go to Dan in the north, all the way down to Beersheba in the south, which is that area. But today, what they call the West Bank, Israel, several years ago, quit calling it the West Bank and began to call it what it is in the Bible, and that is Judea and Samaria. Mm-hmm. And that's all a part of what was biblically given to the nation of Israel. Of course, you had the 10 tribes in the north, that was Israel, and then you had the 2 tribes in the south that were Judah. But for Israel, it was all 12 of those tribes.
That's right.
From the north all the way to the south. Mm-hmm. And so it belongs to the Lord, and the Lord has given it to whom he desired, and that is to the nation of Israel, the sons of Jacob.
And with the title deed that God gave to Israel for the land, with any precursors, anything that you would call, well, you can have this land so long and you can have this land.
No.
What is the, is it the title given in perpetuity, or is there some other caveat that will say that the Arabs could control it or own it today?
Never was given, but he did tell Israel they had to go in and possess it.
Amen.
And at the time that they went in initially, it was filled with giants. And they had to go in and do battle and possess those lands. It wasn't that it was just handed to them on a platter. They had to go in and they had to fight. And every giant they defeated became built their faith. As Caleb said, the giants are bread for us. Now, what is bread? That's our food. And so as you eat the bread, you become stronger. So every giant in every city they conquered made them stronger and more trusting and the promises that God had given them and made them stronger every victory that they won.
Victory after victory.
Victory after victory.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Greg, do you want to jump in that dialogue and discussion?
Just adding Genesis 13:15, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. You look at the title transfer to Israel, and the Lord says in text after text, forever. It is an everlasting covenant.
I like the text in Joshua, the first chapter, and it says, beginning with verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, and all the people unto the land which I do give them, even the children of Israel. Every place, the scripture says in the third verse, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness, this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. And Dr. Pierce, I like this verse in that fifth verse in Joshua 1. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. What is that telling us?
It tells us God is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. But you know, I also like it while you're in that chapter. We don't ever want to forget verse 9. That's I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? And do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And haven't we seen that fulfilled in the life of Israel in the last, since 1948, but especially since October the 7th, since you quoted that, or we're talking about that day when Islam went in, Hamas, but it wasn't just Hamas, it was really all of Islam going in, trying to get rid of the Jewish people.
Yes.
They don't want the land. They don't want the West Bank. They don't want a separate state in Israel. They want the Jews gone. In fact, every time they have tried to go to the two-state solution, the PA, the Hamas, they don't want a two-state solution. They want the Jews out.
They want to eradicate them completely.
They want to eradicate the Jewish people.
I'm glad you touched on that, because every administration in my lifetime, as I can recollect and go back in, every American administration tried to do what is called the two-state solution. Mm-hmm. They claimed that the only way to resolve that is to take Jerusalem, divide Jerusalem, and have a capital for the Islamic jihadists there and a capital for the Jews there. Will that ever work? Is that possible? Can God's title deed to Israel be bifurcated in any fashion?
No way. And in fact, they want to say Jerusalem is an international city. And they want to say, okay, we won't give it to the Jews or to the Arabs. It'll be an international city and will be open to everybody. Then they say, we'll let it be the capital of the Jews and the capitals of the Palestinian state. No, go back to that Psalm. Psalm 24 says, the holy hill there belongs to the Lord. It belongs to God. The Temple Mount doesn't belong to Islam or the Jews. It belongs to God. And God put his temple there, the house where he dwelt, where his Shekinah glory stayed, and where his Shekinah glory will return when he comes again. And he'll rule from that mount.
Absolutely. Greg, you're about to say something.
I enjoyed in 2019, Danny Dannon, which was the ambassador for Israel to the United Nations. And in 2019, I think it was late April, he stood before them. There was this discussion over the land. And he said, I hold the title deed. And he quoted from these passages. It was just absolutely a beautiful thing. And for these folks that have arguments, you don't have an argument with Danny Dannon or with Benjamin Netanyahu or anybody else. You have an argument with God.
Amen. Yeah. That's well stated. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Do you have any questions or comments in relationship to who owns the land? Do you believe that the city of Jerusalem should be divided and partly capital for the Islamic jihadists and part the capital for Israel? What are your thoughts on that? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, one other little element to the dialogue and discussion today, right at this very moment, there's about seven different entities or states that are right now surrounding the nation of Israel. And at the same time this is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, we have Kamala Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz. And behind the scenes, there's the mindset that we need to shut off any further ammo, any further military equipment for the nation of Israel. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you know or you may not know, Israel is this, the ammo and the equipment, military equipment, is not being given to them by America. It's being sold to them from the industrial complex in America that's developing and designing and manufacturing the weapons of war. It's being sold to them. But now we have a proposed president named Kamala Harris that is behind the scenes 100% opposed to supporting the nation of Israel. So, Dr. Pierce, I'll ask you first and then ask Greg to comment. From that standpoint, what happens if America withdraws from supporting Israel? What does the Word of God say?
Well, eventually that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible teaches that in the end times there will not be a single nation behind Israel. And why does God do that? I believe that God does that to prove to Israel that their resource is not another country or another king. Their resource is God and God only, and he's the only one they need. But eventually the day will come where every nation will reject the nation of Israel. And everybody says, well, what about the islands of the sea? Isn't America one of those? No, America will reject Israel as well.
Right.
The question is, will it be under the Harris administration, or will there be a delay in time? But eventually, yes, America will cease sending any of the weaponry to Israel, and Israel's going to be standing there, will be vulnerable to all the nations, will gather around her like vultures, and Jesus Christ will come, and he'll just say one word, and he'll stop it all right there, just
Amen.
Like that.
When he returns, according to Revelation
the chapter sword 19, of his mouth.
17 through 21, the sword of his mouth, he'll slay the enemies of God, the enemies of Israel, the enemies of the church.
And all he has to do is say, done.
Speak, and it's done.
I'm done with this.
That's
you
right.
Guys have had your day and your way, and it's my turn now.
That's right. It just speaks, and it's done. Greg, when we think about the present push for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, what are your thoughts in relationship to not just their position of being against Israel and now the, I call it the cackling Kamala.
And her husband is Jewish.
That's right. And yet you
secular what, Jew.
Secular Jew. Not
not a God-fearer.
Not religious, yeah.
Yeah.
But from the standpoint of where they stand against Israel, what are your thoughts about future of Christianity under their leadership, if they were to become leaders out of the Oval Office? Will it help? Would it harm? Would it exacerbate in any fashion conservative Christianity in America today?
It puts Americans and every Christian in a very tough spot on the one side. For Christians, though, if you're just in obedience to the scripture, it doesn't change our charge one iota. We still continue to share the truth and love. We still continue to be salt and light. Our charge doesn't change at all. It does. It should put a light of fire underneath every believer, because we know the days are short. And I mean, the reality is, these things are to be. This should not. None of this should surprise the believer. Those of us that have read the back of the book. We know how all this stuff wraps up. And again, it should light a fire underneath us. It should have us active and engaged in the things that are important in these days.
Absolutely.
I was sharing some of the chaos with a preacher friend not long ago, and he could hear the kind of the chaos in my voice. It wasn't the enjoyment, the excitement that you oftentimes get out of me. He goes, isn't it a wonderful time to be serving the Lord? I'm going, that's the right answer. That's the right answer.
Because we're living in the best era, I
absolutely.
Believe, because we're witnessing the Word of God leaping off the pages of the Scripture right onto the headlines of international news.
Absolutely.
I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question, please.
Hello.
Go ahead with your question.
Yes. Dr. Gomila, y'all are dead on point. I'm going to tell you, and then on top of this, I want to ask you a question. Kamala Harris is going to have her VP to stand with her. She changed the venue, I think, to CNN. And she's never talked to the press. the real press. And they're just trying to send America down the drain. And it's so sad. And she's not an American.
I don't know if she's American or not, but sadly, we've seen a couple of presidents and one potential president that don't hold America and its values, its founding values, in high regard. Right. When you have low regard for America, or you think its founding is somehow or another immoral or indecent, well, then it's okay to stand by and watch her burn, or to throw gas on her as she burns. And I think we're seeing a lot of that today in America in our political leadership. Truly a sad thing.
Jay Sekulow said this, and may I just read in part? There's a gathering storm, and I'm afraid many Americans just haven't seen it coming yet. The Biden-Harris radical left is waging a war on Christians, Christian faith, prayer, churches, even Christian kids and teachers in school are all under attack. Kamala Harris is empowering anti-Christian forces to severely deplete your religious liberties, and it is so, and it could destroy everything we fought for. Placing spies in churches, targeting radical traditionalists, Christians, making your bank report when you purchase what you purchase if you buy a Bible, even banning Bible studies at senior living centers in America. This is only the beginning of the destruction of Christianity in America.
I shared just moments ago on my Facebook page a fellow that he's working with the Trump campaign. He's receiving dollars. He's a senior coordinator for the state. And he says he's spoken with very many wealthy individuals. God's blessed them immensely. And they would like to make contributions, but they said, we're scared that if we make a contribution, that the FBI is going to come knocking on our door.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, we're seeing more and more of that with the militarization, if you will, of what heretofore was justice. We call it the Department of Justice. What happens as that mechanism, I say what happens when it happens, you know, it's happening today, where that mechanism of justice has been turned against the believer. You have individuals that will come in and perform commit heinous acts that are released from jail before they spend any real time. They'll be processed through, like folks at the border, process them through and turn them loose. They don't spend any time in jail. Then you have an individual, an elderly woman, praying in an abortion clinic. She's looking at 4 years behind bars today. Four years, hard time in prison.
But you guys know the problem. We've forgotten who we are and whose we are because we've taken out of our education system the history of our country on which we were founded and where everything's from. And that's what's happened in Israel as well.
Yes.
And that's why they're reclaiming Judea and Samaria. We've got to reclaim the basis of our country on which we were found as believers and remind our kids who we are and whose we are. We are a nation that belongs to the Lord. We were founded on Christian principles, and we've got to reclaim those things.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Well stated. I like that. Kenneth, did you have a final question?
That's their last. Once the Romans kicked them out, they said Palestine. They are not Palestine. It's never been a country called Palestine.
Mm-mm. No, I'm thankful that you mentioned. Dr. Pierce is very familiar with it. In mentioning that from our caller saying the Never Meant to Land people of Palestine, explain that to our listeners. I believe many listeners need to get that categorized and corrected in their minds so that when they hear the Marxist media talking about it, they'll understand it.
Yeah, that was a derogatory word given to the nation early on, but it never was Palestine. They claimed they were the descendants of the Philistines. They were the descendants of the Phoenicians and those. But that's just not the case.
That is not the case. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call.
Go ahead. Palestinian.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about 1 minute break at the top of the hour for the top of the hour news. We're coming back right after the news. We're talking about today who owns the land. We're talking about the land of Israel, the Jewish people. Who owns that? How do they get the title? Is the title revocable? Is it something that is a period of time, or is it a permanent title deed for the land? So, ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine.